Today, for our series, American Anthem.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
God Bless the USA, by country singer-songwriter Lee Greenwood, has been a go-to song at times of national strife, like the attacks on September 11, which we are remembering today. But reactions to this song have become partisan. NPR's Don Gagne went to meet its creator.
Lee Greenwood sits at the grand piano in his living room outside Nashville. He's noodling at the keys and battling a summer cold and playing one of his favorite artists, Elton John.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Greenwood, who is now 75 and still touring, had a whole career before he ever wrote God Bless the USA. He's been in the business since he was 16. And playfully laments some early what-if moments, like how he just missed joining the Rascals.
One, two, three.
You know, these guys.
So I missed that one.
But he worked and he worked, mostly in Las Vegas and Reno, playing gigs, making money, building his reputation in casinos and lounges. He recalls working in Sparks, Nevada in the late 70s at The Nugget, playing in a review called Naughty But Nice.
The Nugget in Sparks was a great place for me. I did a number called Short People. Short people got no reason.
The Randy Newman song.
Yeah, Randy Newman. And I'm featured, but this is a nude show. This is a topless show.
Greenwood is full of these stories. Eventually, he decided to give country music a try, leaving behind a life as a very successful band leader.
Lee didn't come to Nashville to build a career. He came with a career.
Bill Ivey is a former head of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
So right out of the gate, he was a serious guy with a lot of experience in L.A. and Las Vegas.
Let me just play a little bit for you. It goes like this.
Greenwood signed with a major Nashville label and before long made it onto the Billboard charts. This song, I.O.U., earned him a Grammy.
You believe that I've changed your life forever and you're never gonna find.
Soon after would come the song that would cement his fame.
Proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And the melody just sort of flowed.
It was God Bless the USA.
First of all, I wanted to put God first because I'm a conservative Christian. And I wanted to make sure that God was honored in the song. So the title had already framed God Bless the USA. And I didn't know how I'd wanted to say it, but it was like kind of thing. And I didn't know exactly what chords, but God bless the USA, or God bless the USA. There could have been a lot of ways to do that. Simple was better.
Greenwood says he was inspired by the military veterans he'd seen at his concerts, so he got to thinking about writing an anthem.
The Sousa marches were in the back of my head, and I did a lot of those as drum major from my high school band. And I wanted to have some pomp and circumstance.
And God Bless the USA is absolutely an anthem, says Bill Ivey, who also served as chair of the National Endowment for the Arts.
He opens with gratitude. What a great gift it is. If we had nothing else, freedom would be precious.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Then he goes into the chorus, which is pride, and talks about sacrifice, and invokes the military, and how hard it was to create and maintain this freedom that he values so much.
'Cause there ain't no doubt.
The song did not take off right away. It peaked at number 7 on the country charts, then faded. But it had more lives to come. Its first high-profile use in a political setting came at the Republican convention in 1984.
The reason God Bless USA got associated with President Reagan, they made a film of his life.
The song was part of the soundtrack. During the 1991 Gulf War, it became a staple at parades and homecomings. Then came 9/11.
And I won't forget the men who died.
Greenwood sang it twice at Yankee Stadium, once for a memorial service, heard here, and again at Game 4 of the 2001 World Series. As its stature grew, cover versions followed.
There ain't no doubt I love this land.
That one's from Beyoncé. And Greenwood himself recorded an alternate Canadian version of it.
And I'm proud to be in Canada.
Greenwood says when he wrote God Bless the USA, the goal was to unite people.
I meant that, you know, the nation would kind of kumbaya, you know, it's all like gather arms and let's love each other.
In many cases, it has certainly done that. But over the years, it has also become more and more partisan. You're far more likely to hear it at GOP events. Take this Trump rally in Elkhart, Indiana, where a version of the song is blasting from loudspeakers mounted on a pickup truck out in the street. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom. People had been lined up all day waiting to get inside. Among them, college student Ben Hirschman. Tell me what your shirt says.
My shirt says proud to be an American, which I am.
That's from the song.
Oh, I love the song. It's my favorite song that I heard when I was younger, right after 9/11. It has a lot more meaning now.
But down the block, another gathering. This one, anti-Trump. David Kohlhoff is a retired attorney.
I'm not a fan of that song. Even though I'm proud to be an American, I was kind of raised, you know, you should kind of be quiet. You know, you should do things quietly.
Asked about such partisan reactions, Greenwood says he wishes it weren't so and that he's proud to have sung it for five presidents, Republican and Democrat. He says he is honored that some do consider his song an anthem.
When you say the word anthem, it takes it to another category. After, 30-some years that I've sang this on stage, people do get up as if it is an anthem for their life, for their country. Pretty cool.
Lee Greenwood on his song, God Bless the USA. Don Gagne, NPR News. And I'm proud to be an American.